at least the transmit antenna. Could hear you, you couldn't hear me. Anyways, yep, just working out in the garden, getting the last little bits of planting done, which is way behind, but we had to build a fence to keep the chickens out. So, fence is done, chickens are out for now, until they figure out that that's actually a perch for them and they'll fly back over. But hopefully we'll have some plants growing by then, and the little saplings that are in there won't get chewed up too bad. Oh, let's see. Other than that, just extremely busy with work. And, yeah, that's another whole story. We won't bore you with that one. But, anyhow, good to finally be back on the radio a little bit. And thanks for doing the net there, Victor. And, Danny, thanks for covering for me last week there. I'll take your next one. I'll just do a double up. And we'll go from there. Anyhow, back to you, Victor. We'll talk with everybody else. 73s to everybody. You guys have a great evening. K5EL, KC5PIQ, back to net control.
Good to hear you in there, Chris, again. And, yep, got to keep those chickens out of the garden. Of course, you know, chickens are kind of a beneficial animal as well, because I don't know what garden plants they eat. I'm sure they would find something, but they're kind of more of the peck worms and that kind of stuff of an animal. I know my daughter has got, oh gosh, I bet she's got 25, 30 chickens out there, and we quit buying eggs some time ago, and that's actually a really good thing. So anyhow, good to hear you in there, Chris. Appreciate your checking in, being part of the net. All right. Oh, what in the world? November Echo 5 Yankee Bobby, our official movie aficionado. Bobby, what's happening?
Oh, not much of nothing. I was on the computer here, and there's a Sharpley's donut shop or something out there, and they had a sign out in front as you walk in and says, "Your name is not Calvin Klein. You are not an underwear model. If you want service here, pull up your pants." And I thought, you know, somebody needs to do that. I saw so many guys with their showing half their underwear, and I'm thinking, you know, what? And anyway, I've saw some couple of good movies. I don't really remember the name of them, but on Netflix. But the reason why I liked them, well, one of them was How He Fell in Love, I think. But they didn't have any music along with it. And I, one thing I hate is to try to watch a movie where there are people are talking low and whispery and such, and loud music going along with it. I can't understand a word they say. And it's hard for me to distinguish between, you know, vocal speaking and music, background music. And anyway, I appreciate sometimes when movies just leave that out, and you can understand everything they say, or just cut the music off while they're speaking. That would, you know, that would work for me. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, and wish everybody a good evening. NE5 Wycliffe.
I know exactly what you mean there, Bobby. I agree with you. And yeah, you know, about the pull up your pants thing. I always wondered what happens if you have to run with those kind of pants on. You know, let's say a bear gets after you. Not like a bear's going to get after you here in Norman, but let's just say one does, okay? I mean, I want to run with the guy with his pants down around his knees, because I will outrun him and the bear will get him. I don't know. I'm just saying there. Anyhow, good to hear you in there, Bobby. Let's see here. Don, Whiskey 5, Delta Delta Papa, Don. He might have been one and done, and I didn't hear that. That's okay, because now guess where we're going, folks? We are rolling out to the Radio Ranch. the one and the only Alpha Echo 5 Lima. Al, talk to us, Al.
Hello, Victor, and everybody on the net. Has been a remarkable day today with the lack of wind. I was expecting Denny to tell us about how many brush piles today. I've got a brush pile that I need to burn, but just had too much stuff to do to dedicate the day to raking and watering. But Victor, I wanted to mention that we had a single invitation from the famous Amy. I think it was at last month's club meeting. I guess maybe you were asking for that one, but she came and left Gordon at home. So that was a pleasure to have her there. And yesterday, I hosted the W5OU 84th birthday party at the Golden Corral. I sent out emails to everyone I thought might be interested. I hope I didn't miss somebody who was interested. We had six hams and two XYLs there to help Gordon celebrate his 84th. And everybody got enough to eat, and a good time was had by all. So I'm already looking forward to next year's May the 20th, 85. And it's always makes me hungry to hear Dr. Phil talk about what he's having for dinner. So I think I'll share with everybody my Al's famous all-purpose breakfast oatmeal, which I prepared in advance while I've been listening to the net here. And I will break to recess. Okay, I start out with two-thirds a cup of oatmeal and in my coffee pot, and I add some coffee creamer and some raisins and some cocoa powder and a big old dollop of crunchy peanut butter. And the piece de resistance is I put a spoonful of instant coffee in there. And then I set the timer on the coffee pot, and it dispenses water hot enough to cook the oatmeal, and it's finished cooking and piping hot when I get up in the morning. And so I have my coffee and my oatmeal all at the same time. And breakfast get a boy started and ready for the day. Anyway, Victor, that's all I know. Back to you. A5L.
That's awesome, Al. That is awesome. That'll work. Hey, that'll definitely work. That's the breakfast of champions, so to speak. So, anyhow, well, good. And it's good to hear that you hosted Gordon's birthday and 84th. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And you had an elusive sighting of Amy. So, man, I'd say that's a trifecta right there. Anyhow, appreciate you being a part of the net. Good to hear you there, Al. All right, let's see what Steve's got going on. KE5BYV, Steve.
This is KE5BYV. Hadn't got a lot of things going. I got a lot of things broke, but no really good information. My dryer went out. My power steering hose, I can't get it loose to put my new one on. So it's just been a week of terror and not cussing. I didn't say a bad word this time, but I sure felt like it. Anyway, that's all I've got for the net, so this is KE5BYV Clear.
Man, Steve, you're better than me, though, then, if you did say a bad word, because with all that going on, I probably might have said something or another. Anyhow, let's just hope all that gets resolved, and tomorrow's a better day. And listen, Steve, I appreciate you checking into the net. I appreciate you being a part of it. Okay, Chad, Kilo Delta 5, Zulu Yankee Delta. Talk to us.
Evening, Victor, and the net. KD5ZYD. Got a lot going on personally, not so much this time of year, come to find out, at work. Students left, and we're in that kind of 2, maybe 3 week area of just ghost town action before summer session starts. And being primarily a student workshop, I am really trying to find things to keep me occupied during the day. Not having a problem finding them. Went and had a conversation with a professor the other day to follow up on a project. I can't even remember why I stumbled into his office. But anyway, something completely unrelated to what was dropped in my lap to find. I need to figure out a low-pass filtered op-amp to bring in a seismometer output and bump it up to a signal that his A to D can handle. And just really weird frequency range and kind of a goofy circuit to not get it to clip. So been fiddling around with that and crunching some numbers and trying to study up on these chips that he's wanting to use, because they are kind of oddball little op amps that they like really high powered ones. So it seems like we need a buffer circuit in the middle. But anyway, that's how my week goes. It just trails off into nothing, and we'll eventually come back to a working product. And, something happens in between there that on this one we will find out. Anyway, I got my sister-in-law's wedding coming up this weekend in Seattle, so that'll be a fun trip. And I'm actually officiating it, so that will be fun as well. And other than that, just getting ready for all that traveling and trying to stay busy. So hope everyone else is doing good, and sorry about rambling about my day in circuit design for random projects that professors, it sometimes is just an afterthought for them. So we will see. Anyway, 73 is all. We'll talk to you soon. KD5ZYD.
Well, you sounded awful busy to me there, you are officiating your sister-in-law's wedding in Seattle. Well, that, you know, Seattle's in parts a pretty nice place up there. I like that part of the country. So enjoy yourself. Safe travels to you. And I'm sure there'll be plenty for you to do when you get back. All righty, Chad. Good to talk to you. Good to hear you. Let's see. DJ, Kilo Golf 5, Quebec, Echo Zulu. Talk to us, DJ.
Mr. Victor, not too much, but anyway, went out the last weekend to a family reunion out in eastern Oklahoma, and didn't get to do no ham or talking or listening, but I was able to make the repeater at mile marker 190 on the way back in, so that's a ways out there, a bit east of Shawnee there, Okemah area. But anyway, I gave a call out on every time I went down the backside of a mountain, and Denny picked me up about right before I hit the 190 mile marker. So that was kind of fun to see where you can go and what you can do. But I couldn't talk for long. It was hilltopping for sure. But anyway, it worked. And trying to tune up the mower tonight so I can get some mowing done and kind of tune up once a year. And anyway, we'll finish this, button it all up, and it ought to be good to go for another year or so. That's about all we know. Thanks for doing that, sir. KG5, QEZ.
For being a part of that there, DJ. It's good to hear you, sir. And I'm trying to visualize, where mile marker 190 is, but I think that's a pretty darn good distance. So it sounds like you were doing good. And, that hilltopping thing. I think as far away as I ever got was on top of the Arbuckle Mountains down there. I have no idea what mile marker that was, but I did get up there kind of on the side, on this side of the mountains or at the top, and Harold came back to me once on that, so as far as I've ever got. So anyhow, good to hear you in there, DJ. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And I did my mowing this afternoon as well. I'm sure glad they moved the Aries net to 8 o'clock. Jeez. Anyhow. Oh, let's see here. Peter! Goodness gracious, sakes alive. Alpha Golf 5, Delta Bravo, Peter. You with us.
Still here hanging around, and evening there to you, Victor and Annette. This is Peter, AG5, Delta Bravo. Just busy with the got two kids graduating these 2 weeks, so it's going to be busy trying to wrap up everything, and then we've got a bunch of summer plans for June and July, so that's going to keep us busy. I think we got a week and a half trip up to Canada with the scout group, going to visit one more college with the oldest son while he's twiddling his thumbs over a decision, and then go visit folks. So it's going to be good but busy summer. And that's about it. Thanks again, as always, for doing it, Victor. Back to you. This is AG5DB.
Well, congratulations there, Peter, on two of them graduating. That's always a great thing. And, wow, Canada. Sounds like you are going to have some busy summer plans, but gosh, what a, I just, parts of Canada I just absolutely love, really, almost all of it. I got to spend a week in Vancouver once, and a lot of people, you know, that's a big city and all that kind of stuff. I was just fascinated with it, just fascinated with that part of the world up there. So, anyhow, good to hear you, Peter, and be safe on all your travels and your plans, and pat those kids on the back, and congratulations again on that. All right, let's see what Elliot's got going on here. KF5BMJ, Elliot.
Good evening, Victor and the net. Add me to the group that mowed their yard today. That was, it was pretty nice. It's nice out there, so that was good. Not much going on around here. I'm in the middle of another tile project. This time is the kitchen. Last Saturday I spent the afternoon with a jackhammer removing the old tile out. I think I ended up with 8 5-gallon buckets full. It was a mess, and everything in the house is covered with dust. This next weekend over the holiday, my goal is to put down new tile that will match the house and not remind me of what the 90s looked like. Everybody have a good week, and have a good holiday coming up. KF5VMJ.
Wow, Elliot, I'm with you on the dust everywhere when you tear tile up. But, it is definitely worth it when you can put something down that that moves you out of the 90s. I think the last time we remodeled here, we moved ourselves out of the 80s. So, anyhow, wasn't a nice day for mowing the lawn. Nice and cool out there. Yeah, you have to appreciate these days. Thanks for being here, Elliot. Man, it's always good to hear you, sir. All right, hey, John. WB5Q, John, tell us what's going on. Where you been? What's happening?
Oh, I've just been taking care of odds and ends around the house and doing things I needed to do and haven't done, but have made some good progress there. Getting ready to be in New Mexico this time next week, and we'll probably be out there for 5 or 6 weeks and then come back for a week just to make sure that everything is still okay. I mean, I know it will be because my son and my neighbors are going to watch the property and all that, so it won't be a big deal there. But I really look forward to going out to New Mexico, and this will be the first time I've ever gone out there without my wife. Of course, you know, she died on the 4th of October, so I'm having to learn to do a lot of things that were generally her responsibility or things that she wanted to do, so I'm having to learn the hard way how to do stuff like that. But it's going to be fun to go to New Mexico. It'll be hard for the first few days, I'm sure, because she was always with me out there, but, you know, it'll be okay. And We're going to do a lot with Philmont this summer. We're going to set up a remote station at the house and probably use that on HF from Philmont in addition to the Philmont towers and stuff that we have as well. So kind of looking forward to that. So I'll be checking in well, I won't be checking in next week because I'll be in New Mexico, but I will try to keep everybody abreast of activities at Philmont. So there you go.
Well, we appreciate the updates there, and yeah, sorry for your loss there. I do remember that, and I know that's probably a hard thing, so hang in there, John. You know, we really look forward to hearing you on here as well. We kind of miss you when you go to New Mexico, so one of these days we're going to figure out a way to connect between here and there, and so we can get you in here even when you're out there enjoying that that beautiful place out there. Appreciate you being a part of the net, John, and look forward to hearing you when you get back. And I'm gonna mark you in for a courtesy check for next week, and probably ought to put you 3 or 4 weeks after that. So anyhow, take care and safe travels to you. All right, let's see what we got here. I think Ken was one and done. I think Jorge was one and done. Justin was one and done. Ed, Alpha Echo 5, Echo Hotel, Ed.
Good evening there, Victor and rest of the net. I got to start off saying that I think the best I've gotten to the repeater was out there at mile marker 200 at Seminole, out there on that bridge when I was going in over there at that Love's to get some fuel. I was actually able to tag our repeater from there, and I thought that was really good. And just got back from Florida not long ago. Like everyone else, you know, their kids graduating. Well, I drove all the way to Florida, but my son graduated up at St. Simon's Island in Georgia. And it's been a long drive and a short visit, unfortunately. It turned out to be a really good visit, so I was glad to be able to see him and my daughter over there. We drove back in, and I tell you what, 20 hours driving straight through, very, very tired. And then on the brighter side of things, yeah, school semester is finally done. Trucking along with my emergency management classes, so I'm going to take a break through the summer and hopefully get the capstone and the recovery, finish up the Rose State EM courses next this coming fall. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. But other than that, just trying to keep my head above water. Appreciate you doing that, and I think that's all I've got going. This is AE5EH.
Well, that sounds like you had a lot going there. and when you say long drive, that you weren't kidding. 20-hour drive. I've done it before, but man, I just couldn't do it now. But yeah, sounds like anyhow, it was worth it for you, and good to hear there. And mile marker 200 by Seminole, that is a long contact as well. So good job on that. Congratulations on your EM classes. You know, that's a great and noble profession. So good for you, Ed. Good for you. You keep going. All right, let's see. Everybody said that Mike checked in a while ago. I'm going to try with him one more time to see if we can get him. K5MAF, Mike, are you with us? Okay, let's see. I think we had... okay, I've got some more check-ins to stand by here. Adam, who was driving, I hope you're still in range. KG5, Tango, Oscar, are you still able to read us? Yeah, I was worried he might be out of range. I think he was headed back to Tulsa or something, or headed somewhere. Let's see. The next up is Larry. Whiskey5, Lima Hotel Golf. Larry.
Okay, good to hear everyone out there, and with the new time, I thought I'd try to get in here and check in. It's evenings, and next thing I know, it's 10 o'clock. Anyway, been working on a couple projects, getting ready for field day, and one of them is pertains to making massive amounts of cool air to pipe into a tent. The other one is goes around a telescoping tower trailer. So, anyway, if anyone's out there got some time to assist on some of those, I might take some help. Or if you want more information, I'm available. But anyway, good everyone out there, and have a fine evening. And catch you later. This is W5 LSG Whiskey 5, Lima Hotel Golf.
Okay, Larry, it sounds like you got some busy there. Hey, just to help, if anyone wants to join in or help you with your project there, is your email good on QRZ, or how could they contact you?
Yes, that email is a good email address, w5lhg@pldi.net. w5lhg@pldi.net.
Okay, roger that. Well, good deal there, Larry, and I appreciate you joining us on the net. Make us your regular there. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see here. Randy. KG5, Zulu, Quebec. Randy, are you still with us?
Affirmative. This is Randy, KG5, ZQZ. Just a few things. This weekend I am celebrating with my parents their 60th wedding anniversary. They both got married and have not had too many fights that we've ever seen, so we're going to celebrate that with them. And then later in June, I am going to miss field day. We will be out in Ouray, Colorado, and hopefully, if they can get it done by then, Ouray is thinking of putting up a Brandmeister repeater, so I might be able to check in via DMR. So we'll keep abreast on that and see if they can get that going. And I appreciate the opportunity to be invited into the group. And, Victor, I appreciate your work. And I'll give my 73s, and we'll send it back to the network.
Well, Randy, we appreciate you being here very, very much. And 60th wedding anniversary. How awesome is that? That is just as good as it gets right there. So congratulations to them. That is wonderful. Hey, and a question, because I think I may have not got your call sign correct, because give it to me phonetically, if you would, your call sign.
Kilo Golf 5, Zulu, Quebec, Zulu.
Got it, Randy. Got it. I had left off the last Zulu there, so that was important. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you coming in and being on the net tonight. I just sure hope you make this a regular occurrence for you on Tuesday nights. We have lots of fun. We talked about lots of stuff here, so all good stuff. Now, I might have missed someone. I might. Who knows with me? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put out a last call for any late, missed, Mr. or Victor messed up check-ins. Please call Net Control now. This is K5VL. Okay, hearing none, we're going to close tonight's Gossip Net, and I want to thank everyone for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. Good night and 73.